TR Mobile. And DOS. KI4DOS. N0TR. N0TR Mobile.
NR and 4ZLK Mobile. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shane. We are. Oh, that one's a squirrel. That's the luckiest squirrel in the world. He went right under this SUV. Made it. Oh, well, it's a beautiful morning, although it's going to be hot. You working today?
I was working yesterday when I was up on my roof doing some stuff. Today, I'm back to my paying job, and I'm just riding around. It's a lot easier.
I'm glad you safely got that accomplished. I assume you did. I got to get the grandsons over here to put on some more sheets of that corrugated tin on my chicken house. And they said they'd do it, but I'd hate to even ask them to do it in this kind of weather. It's horrible.
Hey, that's not bad. You got a little breeze, but boy, if you get out in the sun and then even if you get up on something that's reflecting heat back, like a roof or a metal roof, it is hot. And hello, Bernice. Hope you're well. Hope both of you are well today. My, we had a new roof put on, and my son suggested having them install tie-down rings. They make them where they're right at the ridge of the roof, and they're under the shingles. They're weather-protected. They were real cheap, about $25 a piece, and I've already made use of some of them. Tied a rope to them and was able to do the work and beat it off.
For her to those, are they to help keep the roof down, or are they for just what you said you used them for?
It's a permanent tie down. Well, I mean, you can take them out when you replace the roof if you want, but they're made to stay up there so that you don't. I've got a real steep roof. It's like a 10-12 pitch. 9-12, 10-12, something like that. It's hard to stand on. It's impossible to stand on without being tied up. And it's up there pretty high, so it makes any kind of work I might have to do, i.e. antenna work. I already have safety tie-downs. They're spaced all across the roof. There's about six of them in different spots that I can access if I need to.
So are they at the peak of the ridge of the house up there by that vent that they put on them nowadays?
They're just below that. And I've got one, you know, on the front side, or a couple on the front side and a couple on the back side, and then I've got some opposite 90-degree facing parts, one on each side of that. So, they're easy to do. I can climb right up and get to it and then tie a rope off and then tie myself to it and work that way. I don't leave a rope on there, but I was able to access it very easily off of another ridge.
Oh, great. Well, I can't imagine how steep that is. I re-roofed, Bernice and I re-roofed the house back in Kansas many years ago, and it was a 412. And believe me, if you got started sliding down, you might not stop yourself. It was that steep, and they call it a 412. But I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. Anyways, I'd just get up on it and walk down the center of the top ridge up there, and I had a beam antenna up there on the roof. It was a 5x5, two meters and two on 40. It was five elements on 440 and five elements on 2 meters. And boy, that was a heck of an antenna. This Coosecraft AR270, I think, was the number. And it had 10 dB of gain. And I have to say, it worked pretty close to what my 13 element beam did.
Good. I'd like to put one up. Got a couple different levels on the roof, and I can not mount it to the roof itself, but to the siding or the face right at the end of one of the gables. I'd like to do that at some point. Right now, I just have a J-pole. It works really good, especially with my location. I've got a clear line of sight to the repeater, but I would like something that I can get some distance out of.
That AR-270, and like I said, five elements on 2 meters and five elements on 440, so it's not really a huge slow. And the other one I'd recommend would be the Boomer, the 13-element, and it's a great antenna. But this one's a lot less noticeable, and it's compact and keeps the wives happy. I had two of them, and I had two of the, I had a 13-element and a 15-element Boomer. I give them to Gary, W0, I forget Gary's name. You know who I'm talking about. He moved from here down towards Easley, I think. And I haven't heard him in a while, so I can't remember his call, Shane. But I told him to give them to some young hams that were deserving of it. This is N0TR Mobile.
W4EEY, Gary?
Yes, sir. He's really a great amateur operator and done a lot for amateur radio, teaching the classes and all. Well, I got to find out from Gary today, KI4DOS, and 9 o'clock is the time. Are you sure of that time down there at the Red Cross for those tests?
And it's 9 o'clock. I've done a couple of them down there, but it's been a few years. But that's what it's always been. I think people show up, you know, a few minutes early. But unless something's changed, I would say 9 o'clock is it.
You have to get out of bed. And, there goes a 737 right over our heads. I was trying to see if that was a Navy P-8 Poseidon. They come down here and practice. In fact, there's two of them. And I'll bet you that's what it is. They replaced the P-3 Orion like I flew in. And he's on approach now. But I don't have the radio on scan. You ever notice when you're scanning airwaves that on commercial airlines that when the military transmits and it's on standard frequencies for air traffic control, there's got a whine with it that you don't hear with everybody else's? I don't know what that is.
I haven't caught enough of them. I did hear out at Donaldson Center when they fly some of those F-16s or that other one they're working on. They're not on the same frequency. I hear the ATC talking back to them, and I found them up in the 200 megahertz. I can't tell you right offhand. And it almost sounded like it was an AM broadcast signal. So I'm not sure. It was. I had to turn the volume way up, and it just didn't sound like an FM transmission.
And here comes another one. He's going to fly right in front of us. We're at Wade Hampton now on Gap Creek. And I'm almost certain that's a P-8 Poseidon. Yes, it is. I can see the... Oh, no! That's a refueling plane. It's got a stinger on the tail of it. It's four-engine. Did you hear that... They were in the air last night, headed east, shall we say. Many of the KC, the 135s, I think it is. But also they got a newer one. And I can't remember the designation on it now. They were, there's two of them in the pattern here now practicing. They were headed towards, shall we say, the Iran area already this morning. So that's ramping up over there.
And you're probably right. I opened up. I've got two different flight tracking apps, and neither one of them are showing those. Are they around GSP?
following at a great distance from each other, but they were in a circling pattern over GSP. And I saw the refueling boom with the wings on it, behind it. And all of those transmissions are AM.
Up on the flight tracking app, so I guarantee you they're the military ones. Sometimes they show up and sometimes they don't. I guess they use that, what, ADBS or something is for the commercial. And the military has them, but they don't always turn them on.
Yeah. Oh, wow, there goes two law enforcements screaming by, headed towards Greenville. One of them was a pickup truck, one of them was an SUV. Yeah, it's ADSB, and they're required to have it in the area. I would say that they definitely are squawking that, Shane. They don't have to, I'm assuming, being military, but it's required in this class of airfield here, I think. Wyatt, here comes another one, a third one. He just went by us, if you could hear it. Now I'm talking about emergency services now, the blue lights. But, guys, that looks like a bunch of mosques out there. There's so many apartment houses there. Over here by Lyman at the post office. There's a bunch of houses over on the south side. No, you can see it's the roofs. It looks like a bunch of tents. But at any rate, yeah, they'd be squawking it down here. But they do come up here, I don't know if it's from Charleston or where, to practice.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see them. I like to see the big airplanes especially. But whatever the deal is with them, whether they're squawking or not, they're not showing up on the app. So, and I do know that... I don't know if it's the app that filters them out or what. I know they sometimes they are on there, but generally they're not. I'll see one fly over and I'll pull up the app and it's not showing on the app at all, where every other commercial plane shows right up immediately. FlightAware and also FlightTrader 24. That's another app I have.
I'll have to do that. The P-8s are 737s. In fact, they pulled 50 of them out before Southwest could get them. They weren't very happy about that and converted them into military P-8 Poseidons. And they're just a twin-engine jet. These were four-engine jets, and so I think they were KC-135s. And the refueling ones, but they got to have those in position first. I would imagine the B-2s are en route to Diego Garcia over there also, without a doubt. They need that bunker buster to finish off those uranium enrichment facilities that are, I think they said they were 350 feet below that mountain, and Israel does not have that capability.
I glanced down at my phone and read Flight Trader, Flight Radar. It's all one word, Flight Radar 24. But, yeah, you're probably right. And, yeah, we need to get... When you have people that will... Well, they are behind, you know, the three attempts, at least three attempts on this president's life, all the media, that they're the ones funding it behind it, and they've said they'll do it. And they've also threatened... anybody and everybody with that if they ever get nuclear weapons, they will use them. Then, you know, I'd take them at their word, and I wouldn't wait until they prove themselves right. Some people just aren't responsible enough for that kind of technology. And for ZLK.
No, there's other people that have them, but they never... Russia's never done that in that manner, or say death to America, and neither has China or that, but you know they're definitely not friendly countries. But the thing of it is, if they just get one into Israel. That country's the size of New Jersey, and it's just done. And they've already been caught trying to assemble a crude bomb. They don't need that enrichment of that amount because it's for one thing, and that's for a bomb. That's not for commercial use, you know, for generating electricity. So if they're getting missiles from North Korea, and that would be a delivery system. They could put one into the United States, and if they just get one up there with and exploded above the United States, the EMP would most likely take out the whole power grid for the United States. And Israel's been threatened, we've been threatened, we're the great Satan. So they don't need those in an irresponsible hands like that.
But anyway, and it's not, fortunately, it's not the whole country, you know, it's not the people, it's the people in power, particular in that country right now. I don't think, nothing against the people, it's the ones who are running everything, the few that, you know, it always boils down to that, the few who control everything. Anyway, Tom, I'm not far from my next delivery. Nice to hear you today. You and Bernice, have a good day. Stay out of the heat. We'll talk to you later. And 0TR and 4ZLK.
Yeah, great talking to you, Shane. Yeah, they said 80% of the people over there don't want a theocracy with those mullahs, you know, ruling the place. And I think they would give up enriching the uranium. But the Ayatollah says no. So he said no matter what they say in those talks, he still wasn't giving it up. So rain on them, and they're hitting civilian populations, and Israel's refrained from that to this point and just hit military targets. I think that's going to come to an end, unfortunately. Why can't people get along? It's just crazy. Anyways, take care, Shane. Have a great day. In 4ZLK, in 0TR73.